We're learning Hilchos Tefillah. We're up to Simon Sadi, Sif Chav Dalad through Chav Zayin. The Mechaber says in Sif Chav Dalad, "Liyispawul b'sad Rabbi v'lo yachori Rabbi." Person may not daven at the side of his Rebbe, nor after behind his Rebbe, v'lo lefonav, nor in front of his Rebbe. Yesh Aimrim dekolze leMayri. So the Ramah says, Yesh Aimrim dekolze leMayri liyispawul b'yachid. That this is all talking about someone who's davening b'yechidus, alva b'tzibur, or someone who's davening b'tzibur, im kachu sedi yishivasa, if that's the way people sit, that's where a seat is, and lochush mispao l'fon of l'acharus, so then it's not a concern if he's davening in front of him or behind him. V'afo b'shatoyiv l'achmer, now even though it's good to be machmer, ha-minig l'hakol, the minig is to be mekel. The Mechaber continues, Imhirchik Dalad Amis Mutter. However, if he's Marchik Dalad Amis, if there's Dalad Amis between himself and his Rebbe, then it would be Mutter. Mishneh Berurah tells us, Bitzad Rabbi, Kihu Yuaro, because it's an act of haughtiness. Shemara Shehu Shavu Rabbi, because by davening Bitzad Rabbi, it's like he's showing that he's equal to his Rebbe. Now, what does Rabbi mean? Rabbi means either he taught you most of your chachma, or the gadol adar also has a din, the same halacha as Rabbi. The same halacha would apply to his father. Nor may he daven behind his Rabbi. Because this also looks like Yura Balgaivu. The Yeshayim and some say Shenirik Mishtachle the Rabbi b'Tfilosai, that by davening behind his Rebbe, so then it looks like he's bowing down to his Rebbe when he's davening. The Yeshayim and Pnei Shu Mitzayel the Rabbi. The problem is because he's causing his Rebbe pain. The Shemi Yitzdarich Lifsaya Gimel Psiyos LaAcherov BaOishu Yispalo VYitzdarich LaHamtan Olav. He's causing him discomfort because his Rebbe might finish Menasre and want to take back three steps back, and if he's in the middle of davening, and if this Rebbe finished first, this Rebbe's going to have to wait for him, and that's causing discomfort to his Rebbe. V'loy l'fonov, he can't daven in front of his Rebbe either. But Kavah Chaimer says the Mishneh Berurah, the Zevadu b'zayin l'Rabbi, that's definitely a b'zayin to his Rebbe, sh'oimed ba'achor of negdei, to stand with your back facing your Rebbe. We said that if that's, and the Ramah said that if that's the makom to say the yeshiva, that's the way everyone said. So ein lachosh, why? Shakol yodim shemakom zeh miyuchad l'Rav zeh l'Talmud. Everyone understands that this is just their makom. It's not like the Talmud b'davka placed himself there. The last baby mishum yuara akim mishtachav eloi. So therefore, it's not gonna give off any appearance of yuara, of arrogance, or, and it's not gonna look like he's bowing down to him. However, the Ramah says shetayv l'hachmir. But it is better to be machmir. Now, because even in that situation, there's still a concern of the third reason. They should near commit style the rabbi, because it comes out that it looks like he's causing his rebbe discomfort. So therefore, even if it's betzibur, davening behind him would have that effect. However, the minig lahakel, I am Bira Lacha, says the Mishneh Berurah, and we call Makam Toiv Lechachila, Kishikavei Lo Makam, Aleachle Rabbi, that nevertheless, when a person is Kavei Makam, if that's his Kavias Makam, behind his Rebbe, Shiyachi, Kishir, Dalet Amis, that he should distance himself to Shir of Dalet Amis, and three Psiyos, conditionally, it's Dalet Rabbi. So even though we saw over here, Dalet Amis, as the Mishneh Berurah, there has to be three Psiyos also, meaning, because it has to be that his Rebbe should be able to take three steps back and still not be within his Dalet Amis. The Lashon of the Mechaber was Dalet Amis. Mishneh Berurah explains the Rishus Acheresi, because the point is that beyond Dalet Amis, it's a separate Rishus. V'ayimah primigodosh ha-kosav b'shem ha-prichodosh t'lefon ha-sagi b'dalet Amis b'tzum tzomais. So the Prichodosh speaks out this difference. He says, if you're davening in front of your Rebbe, so then Dalet Amis, exact Dalet Amis is enough. Avalachoy Rabbi, but if he's davening behind his Rebbe, be in Dalet Amis, he gives psilos. You need Dalet Amis plus three steps. Kadesh Yuchal Rabbi will say, give him psilos la'acharov, so this Rebbe will be able to take the three steps back. V'leit starach la'hamtan olav, and he shouldn't have to wait for him. Uvasach Dalet Amis, avali also will say, if he's within Dalet Amis, he's not going to be able to step back. Sif Chafei, Talmud Chaver, Mutal Lispal Achoy Rabbi. If you have a Talmud who's more of an equal to his Rebbe, so that he may daven Achoy Rabbi, and says the Mishnah Berurah that the same thing would apply but Sad Rabbi, but it still would be usher to daven in front of Rabbi. Sif Chavav, Komakoim She'en Kairim by Krishma, Emispalin by. Any place that is not roy to read Krishma because of things that are there, so you may not daven there either. Ukeshem shemachikin mitzaya umeiraglayim vireach ra. So just like this halacha that one, when one is davening, one is saying Krishma, he must distance himself from excrement or urine or reach ra, any bad putrid smell. Umenameis umeiriyas ha'erva, seeing an erva to Krishma. Kach machikin l'tefila. So that halacha would apply to tefila. Mishabura tells us that the same thing would apply for Talmud Torah and Kol Divrei Kedusha. Sifchav Zayin. Hoya Oimin B'Tfilo. Say a person is in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei, right? V'hishtin Tinoik B'Beis HaKnesses, and a child urinates in Beis HaKnesses. So Yishtek Achi Yaviu Mayim Lahato Amei Raglayim. So you should be quiet, you shouldn't say any words until water is brought to put on top of the Amei Raglayim. That's one option. O Yahalach L'Fan of Dawar Amis Eilut Stodov, or he should walk either in front of him or to the side, Dawar Amis. So you should leave the shul and finish his Shmoneh Esrei. The Rama says, it's best to go somewhere else, and not to be quiet, just stand there not saying anything. Why? Because if he's going to be quiet, maybe he'll delay the amount of time it would take to finish the entire Shmoneh Esrei. And then it's going to be necessary and required for him to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah Pei Gimel B'Tefila V'Uad in Krishma Shad Divrei Kedusha Kamosha Kosel Mala. So I think it applies to Krishma and other Divrei Kedusha. V'Naka Tefila Seler Abusa. It says Tefila for Chiddush. The Bazei Gamkin Tzarech Leilach L'Fan of Dalat Ames V'Lei Armina Kibusha Oimek Kfar B'Tefila in Tzarech L'Harchik. That even though he's already standing in middle of Shmoneh Esrei, it's still going to be necessary for him to walk away. We mentioned in the Mechaber Yishtaik, the Kozel Mikri Hefsik, because it's not called the Hefsik being quiet. But also the Hefsik B'Diva L'Havid L'Mayim, Kivin to Issa Meraglayim Ein Elam Medrabbanan. However, to say bring water, that would be Aser, since the Issa Meraglayim is only Medrabbanan. V'Gam Yishayim, the Ein Tzarech L'Hachib was that Klal. And some say you don't even have to distance yourself. Okay, and therefore, Afilu Im Gam Acherim Ein Dimisech Adaram Shmeraglayim. Even if others are standing within Dalat Amis, Mispalim in the davening, Ein Leila Hafsik B'Diva B'Shfilim Leidiyam, he should not be Mafsik B'Diva to tell them about it. Vim Tinuk, Tinuf Tzaya B'Beis HaKnesses, B'Emsa Tfilo. Now let's say, however, the child made it dirty with excrement. B'Emsa Tfilo, V'Achirim Oyim D'Misham, there's others standing there, Mispalim in the davening, V'Ene Yedim Misa, they don't realize. So if there's no other option, he may actually talk to save them from Issa Daraisa. It's better that he should be an Issa Darabonon of being Mafsik B'Tfila than to prevent them from doing an Issa Daraisa of diving in a place where they may not. It's explained over there in Ayin Tes, when exactly is it Daraisa. Now this is talking specifically where you don't have materials to cover over the Tzaya. You can't be Masik. You shouldn't leave your place either, providing that the smell does not reach him. We said v'yaisu tayv. It's better. The Rama says it's better to go somewhere else. Kasa chayadim and misyari shemiyisha kedei ligmar eskulei. If he's afraid that the delay will be too long, v'yeshal lehachik davar amis, and he doesn't have that option of going davar amis, kegoyin sheyeshal lelavar negadam espalol. Someone else davening, it can't pass by. Yismech al harajba desfirle demutud lespalol. He should rely on the Rajba's opinion that he can actually daven. Kivin shekfaru oimu v'tfilas, since he's already started davening. The Issa Meraglayim, the Rabbanan, dealing with an Issa Meraglayim, which is only the Rabbanan, so then he would be able to rely on that in that situation, that he can't move, and again, where he's concerned that if he's going to delay, it's going to be too long a delay. Yitzdarich, meaning if he delays the amount of time it would take to finish the entire Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to have to repeat it. Ayin le'el simen ayin ches mishnebuos of katan hei bechus krishma is damei kain. That let's say this happened that he had to delay in the middle of bechus krishma, he had to stop. V'chem b'chol brachos ein tzach lachsa l'reishah. There we would not say that it would be required to go back to the beginning.